Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. If marriage was ordained of God, endorsed by the Lord Jesus Christ, and is regulated by the Holy Spirit, we must turn to God's inspired Word to learn our duties and responsibilities in marriage. For example, are married partners obligated in the sight of God to keep themselves to each other sexually, and only to each other, so long as they both shall live? If you have the slightest doubt about the answer to that question, let me remind you of the teaching of the Bible. God said to Moses in the Ten Commandments, "You shall not commit adultery." Exodus 20:14. "But Lord, there are extenuating circumstances. My wife has not been a warm and receptive wife. You shall not commit adultery." "But Lord, the temptation was so great, I simply could not resist it." God says, "You shall not commit adultery." The great Apostle Paul listed adultery alongside other sins, and not just sexual sins, and then said, "They which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." Galatians 5:19-21. The Apostle Paul urged his brothers and sisters in Christ to flee all sexual immorality. Then he asked, "Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." 1 Corinthians 6:18-20. Adultery not only violates the sacred bond of marriage, it is also offensive to our Heavenly Father. It is appropriate to ask you, what leads men and women to commit adultery? Many different reasons or excuses are given, but the basic explanation for adultery is very simple. The person committing adultery either does not know what God has said on the matter, or he does not care. If we really believe God condemns sexual immorality, whether adultery or premarital sex or homosexuality, we surely will not flaunt the law of Almighty God. Are we so hard-hearted that we totally disregard what God has so graciously given for our good and for His glory? Tragically, in many cases, the answer is yes. We could care less what God has revealed on any topic. But tragically, there are millions of people, especially young people, who do not know adultery is wrong because God opposes it. That may sound strange to you if you have not worked closely with young people. But there are multitudes of our young who have been reared on the soap operas, on salacious literature, on the belief that there are no absolute moral values. They have not been taught, either by their parents or their school teachers or their religious leaders, that adultery is always a sin against God, always wrong, no exceptions. When our young people see men and women on television hopping out of one bed into another and have not been given a biblical basis for judging moral values, what do we expect of them? Does not the Bible speak of reaping what we have sown? Galatians 6:7-8. If we sow to our fleshly appetites, we are going to reap unhappiness, tragedy, broken homes, and broken hearts. I do not have time to develop this theme as fully as I would like, but beverage alcohol contributes mightily to sexual immorality, whether premarital sex or extramarital sex. Oftentimes, when a man is drinking, the object of his affection can be any woman who happens to cross his path. It may not be he intends to engage in sexual immorality, but the liquor destroys his natural tendencies to remain faithful to his wife. The good sense he normally would have has deserted him because of the alcohol in his body. That is the reason God said wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.